Warning, the views and opinions expressed on the show are those and solely those of the hosts and in no way represent the station from which they broadcast from, nor the DJs with whom they work with.
Alrighty then.
But by listening, you will be enlightened by a different brand of useless information.
Bazinga.
And very modest hilarity.
And that's the bottom line.
It's time to hear from the other guys.
I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you again for tuning in to this week's episode of The Other Guys Podcast. I'm Baby Huey, joined by my co-host, Joe Hawk.
Yep, and I'm glad you decided to do up your hair today, dude.
Well, I had to. We have a very special guest in the studio. I want to look my best for her, and I figured, you know, it's lately I've been just wearing my baseball.
Best hair in radio, first of all.
That's right. I have been given that award, but I need to get a placard or something for that.
Scribble it on. I'll go talk to a fifth grader. He'll come up with a award for you.
That'd be awesome. But no, we're really excited right now. We have a very special guest here in the studio, and this is someone I've been looking forward to talk to for quite a while now. And I'm really excited right now. I'm trying to think of what would be the right title to give her, because I know she's a woman of many fields and
talents.
That's right. So we'll just say model. I think that's vague enough. And then we'll get into all the details of what she does. But we have model Rhea Sunshine in the studio. How's it going?
It's going great.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in, making the trek up here to our wonderful studios, and I'm excited to see you in here in the flesh versus on my computer, which we'll get into in a second, but
you are talking Instagram, you mean? Yeah, Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah. My cell phone as well. Sure. But so, Rhea, no, I'm really excited you're here. You're here for multiple things, so we'll get into the main thing that you're here for is you're going to be having a very special show at the Hustler Club, which is right up the street from us, Larry Flint's Hustler Club. Which is a couple blocks up from our radio ranch here.
Yeah.
And we've done a live broadcast at before for Mother's Day a few years ago. That was a fun time. But you're going to be there. It's for Back to School Night, Saturday, September 24th. It says here with superstar cam model Rhea Sunshine, you're going to be live for two shows. Does it say the times here? I'm guessing it's probably going to be at nighttime, right? Do you know the exact times by chance off the top of your head?
I'm actually not sure. I think it depends on how the night goes, but it'll probably be late. Like, at least the first one will probably be at like 11 p.m. earliest.
Well, I suggest you purchase tickets right now. Mm-hmm. And they are offering front row seats at hustlerclubsf.com. And it says here, let's see, $5 off admission with co-ed attire or college ID before.
Awesome. I think I still have mine.
Oh, I know. I got to find mine. Even though I graduated college, 10 years ago now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm up there now. But no, it's going to be at, Larry Flint's Hustler Club right there on Kearney Street, 1031 Kearney Street. And I'm excited for this. This is going to be really awesome, Joe. So just a little backstory, I guess, kind of how Ray and I met. Is that cool? We'll get into the how you and I met and stuff like that. So you remember earlier this year, it was the end of January, Smelly and I went to Las Vegas to cover the AVN Awards.
Of course, as always.
AVN Adult Expo. And then it ends with the awards show. It was at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Mm-hmm. It was our second year going.
Yeah.
And so Smelly and I get there. We're walking around. We're kind of, since it was our second time there, we kind of knew what to expect. So we're walking around the ballrooms there. The ballrooms are covered with different
vendors
and booths and a ton of hot women and sex toys. And like, honestly, I was a kid in a candy store. I was just like looking around like, oh my God, this is awesome. But I walked by this one long booth, and it was for My Free Webcam. Did I say that right? Is that the
My Free Cams?
My Free Cams. That's right. Thank you. And so I'm looking around and all the girls, I'm admiring them from a distance. And I see this one girl standing there, and I was like, she looks really familiar from a distance. I was like, wait a sec. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, it's that girl I follow on Instagram. I was like, oh my God. So I was like, okay, I understand at these conventions, it's everyone mixed together between like fans who bought tickets to get in, and there's also media people. And so for me,
you're a bit of both.
Exactly. But I feel like, you know, A, we had our radio station t-shirts on and I had my press pass. So it's like, that kind of gave me the confidence and courage to go up to these girls and talk to them, because like, I like to think I'm just not some Joe Schmo going up to them and trying to, you know, just talk to them. But it was like, hey, I'm legit press person. So I went up to her. I introduced myself. Hey, I'm Baby Huey from 107.7 The Bone. Mm-hmm. This is Smelly. And we hit it right off. And then, yeah, I was like, you're from the Bay Area, right? She's like, yeah. So we're from the Bay Area, too. And so we hit it right off. And, you know, we've stayed in touch since then. And, yeah, it was perfect timing that you have this big event coming up at Hustler Club. I was like, yeah, let's come down to the studio and record something with you. So thank you again for making the time. But was that your first time at the AVN Awards?
Yes, it was.
So what brought you out there? Was that part of the My Free Cams?
Yeah, I mean, I decided to go to promote myself as a cam model. And I had actually just started camming January 1st.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone was all like, wow, you came here and you just started January 1st. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got my shit on lock. But
nice.
That was pretty funny, too, because like there, it's kind of like as a porn star, it's like you're pseudo famous. Like,
yeah.
Like, people notice your energy, so there they were like, they'd see like a hot girl and just assume that they were like a porn star or whatever. Yeah. So people would come up and be like, I love your videos, and like, take pictures. Yeah. So they're like, sure, yeah, we can take a picture.
But they were just saying, I love your videos, but they didn't really like...
They didn't know, yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, that was just their go-to line. I'm going to use that. I'm going to go up to every girl.
I love your videos.
Try that in like a random bar.
Yes.
He's going to come in the next day after a weekend of using that line with his face just... blood red of slaps.
I know. That'll be happening to me. But yeah. So how was it for you for that week? I had fun. That was my second time. So for Smelly and I, we kind of knew what to expect as far as where to go and where to walk around. And it was definitely, it's chaotic. It was a lot of to deal with. But for you, how was it working for you? I mean, since you said it was your first time, was it just overall fun experience for you?
Yeah, it was great. It was a blast. It was busy. There's always so much going on.
Because I remember you and I were talking that day, and I remember you were doing like shifts. Like you did like a couple hour shifts, you take a break, you come back. And so for you, you going, was that just ultimately to help promote like, hey, I'm one of these girls, you can watch me on this website? Is that ultimately what it was, just to promote yourself?
Yep. Just promote, connect with people.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, so since I mentioned I saw you on Instagram, we'll go ahead and plug that, which is your Instagram is at Raya, and it's two underscores, right?
It is two underscores.
I always thought that's like a
real. There's another Raya underscore sunshine on Instagram then? That's like somewhere where you took that name? That sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. I hate that. You think you got the most like original name, and then, oh, no, I got to do one little different thing.
Yes.
You.
Well, I noticed that. I was like, wow, that's a really long underscore. And then when I copy and paste it into my notes, I was like, oh, it's two underscores put together. Oh, that makes sense. But so, yeah, I encourage all listeners, follow you at Raya double underscore sunshine. And I am just amazed. You have over 335,000 followers. I mean, right off the bat. Oh, also, we got your Twitter, which is also at Raya double underscore sunshine. Mm-hmm. And we just mentioned your webcam, which is you can go to www.mfc.im/Raya's Room. And we'll have all this posted on the website as well. So it'll make it easier for you guys just to click on through.
Yep.
But my first question was, how did you get into this whole world? I don't know if I want to call it like the adult entertainment world. Is that safe to say? Is that
oh,
the
yeah,
word?
Totally.
Okay, so like what came first? Just you modeling and building up an Instagram following with that? Or like, yeah, what kind of your it's whole like, backstory?
What came first, basically, is a good question.
The chicken or the egg.
Yeah, exactly.
What came first in Raya's life? Was it you modeling and then just building up your Instagram?
Well, I've always been a dancer and into dance.
Okay.
Like actual dance. And
really?
then I decided, yeah, you always have to make that distinction
okay,
in
yeah,
this
yeah.
industry. People are like, what do you like to do for fun? Oh, I like to dance. They're like, well, I know. I'm like, no, like dance, not strip.
Nice.
but you know, I always did that. And then I got into pole and sensual dancing, and I was like, I should get paid for this. And kind of around the same time, I was looking into webcamming, but went with dancing first because of the anonymity. If I wanted to remain anonymous, you know, you can. It's a little safer that way for future career opportunities. And obviously, I didn't really want to remain anonymous for too long because I started building up the modeling and stuff like that, and kind of in anticipation of webcamming.
So where were you dancing at initially when you first started dancing? Was that here in the Bay Area?
Yeah, Sporty's Bikini Bar in Sunnyvale.
Which I've been meaning to get to. It's like the last, her and I were texting back and forth. Honestly, the last two Fridays, not to be like the old man, as soon as I got home, I passed out from exhaustion.
We have such long days here sometimes.
I know.
Too,
and, well, it was, I got home and like I fell asleep, and like two Fridays, I slept like 12 hours. I was like, damn. I mean, I felt bad because I was texting and I was like, oh, are you working tonight? Okay. What happened was I went home and I was like, I'm going to take a little nap. And then all of a sudden I woke up and it was like midnight. And I was like, crap, it might be too late.
There goes my
point.
Friday.
Yeah, there it goes. But I'll make it up. I do promise to get down there. I'm curious to see the atmosphere down there. So how long ago you've been dancing, or when did you start dancing there? Within the last few years, or?
Yeah, I started 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Okay, cool. Now, if you don't mind me asking, I think I saw online you went to school, right? You went to a UC school, right?
I did, yes.
Okay, and then what was your major there? I was just kind of curious.
Psychology.
Really? Cool. Oh, wow. She could totally analyze this right now, probably.
You're horny. That's.
I'm a red-blooded American.
Yeah, red-blooded American.
But, before you were dancing, I was kind of curious, what was your last job before that? What were you working, or what was your kind of line of work before you got into dancing?
I was teaching jewelry making and teaching dance classes.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Like what kind of dance? Is it like?
At the time I was doing like musical theater and jazz dance. I've dabbled in everything.
Really?
That's cool. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, damn. Okay. So then you started working in sporties just because you're like, as you just mentioned earlier, if I'm good at dancing, might as well make money while I'm doing it. Is that kind of what it was, but it motivated you?
Yeah, yeah. I call it my quarter life crisis because I was just like, like, you know, this isn't going to last forever. Like, you know, you got to make use of it while you can. Yeah. So I kind of went in for the experience just to kind of test it out. Like,
yeah.
You know, I want to at least try it. And then it stuck.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So why'd you choose sporties of all places? I mean, here in the Bay Area, over my last like 11 years working here at the Bone, we've become very acquainted with all the clubs around here. Shout out to my boy Axel, who's definitely taken me to a lot of these places. And but we've been lucky enough with the morning show, Lamont Antonelli. We've done broadcasts at AJ's and also Hustler Club and, you know, just various stuff with Hooters. So like I've become a connoisseur, I like to think of. Women's anatomy. Is that okay to say, Joe?
Yes, so.
I like to think I'm an expert.
With your countless judging jobs.
Absolutely. I think
duties,
I'm an expert.
I should say.
I'm thinking I might come and watch Rhea and just kind of give her some pointers or whatnot. I don't know. But,
you got to get him up on stage then. Show him. So.
I've done that. I've done it. We were at the Hustler Club. We did a live broadcast for Mother's Day, and they spray tanned me live on the air, and it was in front of hundreds of people there. So I'm used to showing off my goods to everyone.
Oh, wow.
And that was 70 pounds ago, too.
I know. Yeah. So for you, you started dancing at sporties, and then that's when you decided, like, okay, this is fun. I'm making money. And then that's when you decided also you could start modeling as well. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Just started dipping my toes into that slowly. Okay. And then it just kept building. And then I decided I wanted to make a career out of it.
Nice.
So how'd you start building up your Instagram, though? Because, like, over 335,000 people, I'm totally jealous. Like, I barely got, like, a few thousand now just working in radio. But I was like, damn, girl, like, how'd you get so many? Is it just because you just post, like, all these awesome hot photos of yourself? Or is there any, like, secrets I need to know to build up my own following for my brand?
It's just TNA. So, you know, if you want to show off, like if you're used to showing off your goods, I mean.
There you go.
That's my pointer.
Okay. I got to start wearing less clothing and stuff like that and post.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I'll save everyone from that. So that's all been going on within the last few years, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
So have you ever, for here in the Bay Area, it's just been sporties only that you've been working at. Have you worked anywhere else here in the Bay Area?
Nope, just sporties here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So this would be your first time venturing outward at Hustle Club?
I've danced at the Spearmint Rhino in Vegas a bit.
Really?
Well. Wow. Yeah.
I've never been there. Okay, of all the times we've been to Vegas, I've been to, I guess I can talk about this publicly. we had an interesting experience at Bada Bing. Is that still open? Or I think that's the name. We went to Treasures one night. Treasures was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then where else did we go? I'm trying to think. But I've never been to Spearmint Rhino. I heard that's like top notch. place to go. So one of these days I should make a trip out there. So do you go there regularly as well? I know a lot of girls fly out for that. Do you still go there regularly?
Yeah, sometimes I go out for like a week at a time or whatever, work every night. But with camming, it's kind of hard because I'm trying to be online a lot too.
Okay. So. Well, so now let's ask about that with the whole camming thing. So you said you started that in January.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to get into that world of online webcamming for everyone?
It's just fascinating. And I was really into it when I started dancing, and then it was like a itch that never went away. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it.
Was there anyone in particular like who told you you should do this, or is this something you just kind of researched on your own and kind of?
Yeah, it was my own thing.
Okay,
my own thing. Yeah,
nice. So what? I guess I can talk about it. So I watched her perform. Last weekend, because I was doing show prep for this.
Yeah, it's called show prep.
I know, yeah, show prep. We did show prep here early at the station. That was a lot of fun, and I got to make sure to delete my history on my web browser. But so last weekend, I was texting you, and you're like, yeah, I'm on right now. I'm like, okay, let me watch. And so I brought it up on my computer, and I was like, oh, wow. Like, she's really right there talking to people. So I guess, okay.
That's how it works, dude.
I don't normally watch this. So for anyone who's curious, maybe doesn't know about it, what is My Free Cam and what is that all about? So if I'm someone that's interested in checking out the website, what does that entail for me?
Sure. I mean, basically you just hop on and it's free to view as a guest.
Okay.
So you can kind of peer into these girls' chat rooms, kind of see whatever she's doing for you. I mean, there'll be a wide range of what girls are doing on there, from like giving their dog a bath and like making a sandwich and they just kind of like have it on rolling, or like
really,
or like, you know, you'll see some pretty graphic things that I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about on here.
If you could talk about vaguely, like, I figure like we treat our interviews here like talking to our grandma a little bit.
Okay.
So I guess so okay, what, I guess, is there a way you could describe it for us playfully?
Playfully. It is very playful,
sure,
probably.
Sure. Yeah, so you get to enjoy a fun experience with a girl in the comfort of her own home, and you're in the comfort of your own home.
Okay.
And you get to peer into her world and, have fun.
Okay.
I mean, MFC is pretty awesome. It's a pretty unique site. Like, girls tend to have a lot of fun. Like, you do raffles, you do contests, and you're almost like a sexy game show host.
Versus, I noticed that.
Yeah. You're like, come on, who's got our next one? Like, let's do it.
So I watched for about like 10 minutes that night. And so it was interesting because it looked like we could describe your room that you're in. I'm guessing that's at your place. And you got like these big mirrors, and you have like this big pole there, which I'm guessing can be part of your entertainment performance. But you're standing there in your lingerie, you're talking to everyone, like people can who are guests or logged in can have a free chat away. But I'm guessing anyone who wants to take it to the next level, they can get you to do a one-on-one private webcam session, right? Ultimately, that's what the goal is. Right? I mean, you're there talking.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. They're, on MFC, it's usually more about the public shows. So it's kind of rallying them to contribute, and you'll have a big goal and kind of like offer smaller incentives for little goals and then get them all to pitch in. So it's kind of like a joint effort.
That main room for you, people can watch and you can do whatever you want there, but you could do more if it's one-on-one. I mean, I'm guessing like that's what you ultimately want. You're trying to get people to do some one-on-one stuff, or
yeah. I mean, it's really about the public show. So like, you know, everything. I mean, everything ends up everywhere on the internet anyway. So it's kind of like anything you do in private, you might as well do in public anyway.
Okay.
So you can get everyone to pitch in and have fun. It's it's cool.
Do you know where like a lot of these people are coming from or donating or spending? I mean, I'm curious. Do you have like a big Bay Area following or like overseas? I'm just curious, like, where are people watching you from?
Yeah, all over. I think most of it is in the U.S., but lots of people in Europe as well.
Okay, nice. That's really cool. So, like, how often are you webcamming? Are you, like, it's because, you know, from what I follow on Instagram and Twitter, you're posting very actively about it. Is it something you do every day?
Yeah,
I know you even
about.
Post your schedule as well.
Yeah.
So do you do it like every Monday through Friday or Tuesday through Saturday? Is that kind of
I try to go on every day. Sometimes I don't go on Wednesdays and Fridays because those are my sporties days.
Okay, nice.
But I try to get in a quickie before usually, so we'll see.
That's my middle name, Mr. Quickie. But so it's when you do this, how long are you on webcam? Is there like a set time or do you pick your own hours? Is that how it kind of works?
Yeah, you pick your own hours. If the show's rolling and it's good, usually like 5 hours. It's
a good 5 hours? Wow. Like, that's amazing to me. Like, because you're in front of, I'm guessing, do you just webcam? Do you just use like your own computer? Is that how you how it's done?
Yep.
Wow. So for 5 hours, I mean, what do you do to keep entertained? I mean, are you just sitting there talking to everyone? I mean, it seems like that's a long time to actively be in front of a webcam. What do you like to do in
Sometimes
front of
it's even longer.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have my energy drinks.
I saw that. She drinks Monster, which is awesome because I love Monster too.
I was like, what was the longest session you think you've clocked in?
12 hours.
Holy.
12 hours?
I stayed up with them all night until the sun came up and I ordered like DoorDash breakfast.
That's awesome. Wow.
Wow.
I hope this is an hourly paid job. Or
No, you're just hustling the tokens. Wow. It's kind of like dancing.
So, yeah, I saw you talk about that tokens. Is that how people pay for your time?
Is it like adult Bitcoin?
Kind of, yeah. I think it's to like, so you forget you're spending money. You got to buy the tokens and then you pay the tokens.
Nice. That's cool. So what's... what do you normally like to do? Because I guess when I watched you that night, you were just kind of sitting there, but you were getting up, walking around a little bit, kind of doing some turns. Do you like do a variety of like, I don't feel like it's an entertainment show, a variety show.
Sure.
I mean, what do you like to do to perform in front of the webcam to stay busy?
Yeah. So usually I have little goals, like, you know, a lot of them will be to undress me and then have like a dance, like a new dance show or a pole show or... Mm-hmm. Like one night last week, I dressed up like a cat, and the final goal was like I poured milk like all over myself, and it was pretty awesome. I mean, it was pretty fun. I was like, "Hey, this actually does look cool." Like I didn't know.
Well, nice. I saw your photo was on Twitter of you in like in a kiddie pool full of milk, and I was like, "Oh, man, that's pretty cool." That was awesome.
I mean, why not?
So, is that a part of the free cam show? Okay, so you do strip down there.
Yep.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I thought. The goal was to get you in a private room. That's when you would get fully naked. That's what I was interpreting.
Sure,
but it's also part of the public room as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, so definitely encourage everyone to check out Rhea's room. You could do, mfc.im/Rhea's room. That's going to be pretty awesome. So, but also I wanted to ask, I noticed was on Instagram, you also have a second account at Rhea's room. Why? I noticed a lot of people have second accounts, especially models and stuff. What's the thinking behind that, having two accounts?
Yeah, I mean, Instagram is kind of, they have their community guidelines. So you can follow all their rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, they can decide, oh, that was too much or whatever, and they can just shut down your account. So that's usually why they'll have two accounts there. And also, you know, got to promote Rhea's room.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So I guess with going that, though, I noticed you do have a Snapchat. You just made a public one. Which is cool. I've been following, but I know you also have, I guess, a premium one. Is that the right word?
Yes.
I'm trying to learn all this.
You call it like a private
one. Yeah. You're good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Snapchat. Got it.
So that one, the premium one, that is at Rhea's room as well. Is that correct?
No. So my public Snapchat is Rhea's room.
Okay.
And then the premium one, you have to go to a website to get access to
snaprhea.com.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
See, part of my show prep.
There you go.
Thank you. So, okay, that one, and I've seen a lot of girls promote. Like, okay, so here's the thing. After my couple trips to AVN Awards and I've met various entertainers and stuff, I started following all them on Instagram, whatnot, you know, building up my network, meeting all these beautiful women. But a lot of them do promote these premium Snapchats, which I don't know too much about. Like, honestly, I think in the last 6 months, I've started actively using Snapchat, even though Instagram now has their own stories.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother discussion. But I see a lot of girls, hey, you know, if you donate this much per month, you get my premium Snapchat. So what exactly is all that entail? What's the point of paying for a Snapchat access?
Sure. It's basically like, so, I mean, come on, Snapchat was originally made as a picture disappearing, you know, device.
It was Dick Pic Central. Come on.
Right. So it's basically like returning it to its proper use.
So, okay.
Okay.
You know, nudes, mm-hmm. provocative teasing.
So how much is that? So if I go to snapraya.com mm-hmm. and I'm down to pay, is that a monthly fee?
Yeah,
I'm guessing?
It's monthly.
How much is that?
It's $25 a month.
Okay. Yeah. So I get access and then you, I guess.
You get access to everything.
You allow me in and I can start following.
I allow you in.
Oh, thank you.
I have to cut that audio out.
I was going
to
say, it's not too often a woman tells me I'm allowed in. It's usually the opposite. They slam the door in my face. But, so, okay. Okay, if I follow you on this, if I get access to you, if you allow me in, how often are you posting? Like, what is there like a mandate of how often you're supposed to post on there for me to get my money's worth? Is there like do you post like every day of your life? I mean, like, every hour? I mean, what's the rules for that, the protocol?
Yeah, so that one I do more like little shows. So I do try to go on every day and then, you know, give you a bunch of sexy snaps in a row.
Okay.
They're a little more provocative. You're not going to really get my dog on that one and stuff like that.
So is that done outside of your camming?
It is, time? Yeah.
Okay. So that could be like, you know, you waking up and doing something.
Right.
Is it pictures and video or both? I mean, do you like mix it up? Like, okay, I give you 5 photos in a row. Now here's a sexy video or here's 5.
Totally. Yeah. Mostly videos, I think, because that's what people like. But
yes.
A little photo here and there too. Mix it up.
Okay, cool. So have you been able to get a big following from that as well? Is that, do you get a lot of people from that, from your Snapchat is following you there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Cause I noticed that's been really taking off. I guess that's kind of the beauty of Snapchat. And I didn't know that originally you can like,
transfer money.
Yeah, transfer money.
Because Snapchat was one of the first social media outlets to do that. And then Facebook bit off them. And then all these private premium Snapchats started coming out.
As far as what? So how's that work? I mean,
I remember when I... Now a little story about me. I used to like see all this. Oh, hey, if you send me $25, you get my premium Snapchat or my private Snapchat name. And you can have it for life or each month or whatever.
Okay.
Something like that.
Nice. That's cool. So,
yeah. I don't look at those anymore. I promise. Mom and dad.
So how's that work? Does the money go straight to you and then you just allow them in, or is it through Snapchat? I've never done it before, so I'm kind of curious. So when you sign for Snapchat, do you
make... What's the right process how to do this properly without getting traced?
I mean, I think people want to pay and see me every day. I don't know. I'm just thinking down the road.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's through its own website. So I actually do it. I share it with a few other sexy adult models. So nice. You actually get access to all of us.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, for that monthly cost?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw Gianna
so it
Michaels.
A package
is,
deal.
Yeah. Is Gianna, is it, has that her name? Gianna Michael? Or no?
Gianna Nicole.
Gianna Nicole. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. No,
yeah, I know. Sorry, but Gianna Nicole, I got a picture with her at AVN last year, her spanking me. So when I saw your website, I saw her. I was like, hey, that's the girl who, you know, I got to show you the photos. Me with like 4 girls at once and they're all like messing around with me and stuff. That was fun. That was very fun. But I mean, I'm just curious though. So you do you work at Sporty's. You're going to be up at Hustler Club on September 24th. You occasionally go to Las Vegas, but you get the webcam, you get Snapchat. You don't have a regular job now, I'm guessing, right? Is your time so busy with all these?
This is basically your job, your career.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, that's awesome. I mean, I think it's amazing, but like, it sounds like though it takes up a large portion of your day now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's endless. Like kind of how you just described, like there's so much going on.
Yeah.
That just trying to like fit it all in.
And are you your own manager too? Like you're pretty much in charge.
Yeah,
wow.
It's just me.
I'm impressed.
Kudos to you for doing all that. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, do you get to have much of a social life outside of there? You get to go out much? Or?
No, I don't. But it's kind of by choice. I mean, you know, it's like I could probably work less hours and not do it as much and go out with friends more. But it's more like I'm addicted to the game and like, okay, like what's next, you know? With camming, you have a lot of behind the scenes work, like making videos. So you got to decide what you're going to do, kind of be your own director, producer, and then, you know, shoot the video. So you have to be the performer and the videographer in a sense, even though it's on a tripod or whatnot.
Well, I noticed, you've telling me you do produce your own videos. Like, where are those posted at? Or
those are on, those are through my free cams.
Okay. So you make like, how long are the videos? Are they like a couple minutes long each? Or are they?
Yeah, they're usually around like between like 7 and 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. And it's something that people can purchase to download. Is that how that works?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow.
Man, and you edit them yourself or?
Film? I mean, you know, my level of editing is.
Basic. You know. But hey, gets the job.
Awesome. No.
But I think people are complaining about it. I'm sure they want.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's the beauty of webcamming, too, is they're not really looking for, like, you know, a high quality.
Martin Scorsese.
They don't want something so edited that it looks like something you would find on Google. They want something made for them. Like, oh, hey, I know this girl. And she put her camera down, like, did this sexy routine for me. And, like, that's hot, you know.
It's
different.
I'm just curious. You don't have to go full detail, but like, just curious what your family and friends think of all this. I mean, do they know you do this, or is this kind of like a private life for you still?
All my friends do. My immediate family, it's unclear whether or not they know. They like to live in denial, and like, you know, they haven't really asked, and like, you know, we just like.
You didn't nod your head. Oh, you're doing good.
Yeah,
right?
Everything's good. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Paying your bills.
Your yoga classes are going really well. Yes.
Yeah, the classes. Yes.
You teach yoga classes?
I do actually teach a yoga fitness class.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you want to plug that or mention where you do that at? I mean, I don't know if like.
No, I'll keep that.
Yeah, because I figure there might be some guys who want to start doing
yoga. Yeah,
we'll
get like a line out the door.
I know. I'll show up in my sweatpants like Jackass.
Oh, jeez.
But, what else was I going to ask? Because I honestly, like the more I've been researching and prepping for you, this whole, I don't know what you call it, like world that you're in, it's really fascinating to me. So there's just a lot of stuff that came to my mind I was going to ask you about. But so yeah, you told me how much you web or how often you webcam. So, and you don't have a regular job anymore. So the last job that you did before this became your full-time gig was teaching dance. Mm-hmm. And then, I guess my main thing is like, how long do you see yourself doing this? Because realistically, when you're dancing, you know, about your body and stuff, I mean,
there's like possibility of like injuries and stuff like that.
But is this something you can do long term? I mean, or how long do you see yourself doing all of this?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the question. I got into it too because obviously, like, you know, I knew it had a timeline, so I wanted to jump into it.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, at least a few more years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not done yet, but, you know, ideally, I could like transition into something probably still related to this, but I am super into dancing and teaching dance, and I have my degree in psychology, so maybe some sort of like mentoring, teaching dance to like young women in the industry or
So a few years of doing all this, what else do you want to try to accomplish? Is any of the type of projects you want to get into or expand upon during your time doing this?
Sure. I'd like to travel more and feature around the country would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also am starting my own website.
Okay.
It's not quite there yet, but it will be. But yeah, basically that'll be sort of similar to the campsite that I'm on now.
Okay.
I'll be able to live stream, and then also like you could have a monthly membership and get all my videos there.
Nice. I mean, because I'm just curious, just because you were at AVN Awards, and you know that's kind of in that world. Do you aspire to see yourself doing adult film work, or you're still wanting to stay separate and kind of just focus more on what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, everyone is always like, you know, that's the next step. You know?
I'm just curious as a guy, like, is that something you ever would do? Or are you just like, that's kind of a little too extreme?
I don't know. I'll cross that bridge when we get there. I don't have any plans to do it. That's
okay.
For sure.
Okay.
But I'm also like a never say never type of person.
Right.
So we'll see. It's pretty cool. I mean, the camming industry is awesome because you're your own director.
Yeah.
Like you could essentially do the same exact type of work as a cam model. But then it's all under your terms.
Okay.
And then also you're the business owner, so you're promoting it. So as much as you promote, you could essentially make. Whereas like if you're a actress in a film, adult film, you're set. You'll get your paycheck, which is cool too. But, you know, and then you're done. Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems like for me, like just from my little experience of knowing the whole industry, I feel like what you're doing now, very little. But what you do now, it's... since you're your own boss, you do everything. Everything you make comes to you. I feel like if you're a porn star, you definitely, I think, have agent fees and you get a cut. I mean, it seems there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen, but I feel like what you're doing I know it's a little bit, it might come off as more extra work for you, but ultimately you get the reek of all the benefits of that. So that's right, why right. It seems like that's what you're doing is cool. I mean, it's like that. I mean, I think that's pretty awesome.
And it's pretty impressive, but it's just how much work goes into like how much you're promoting yourself and the scheduling and stuff like that too. Right. So it's like a little more self-assurance that you're pretty much kicking ass at what you're doing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it feels great. I'm having a great time. It's a blast.
That's awesome. Well, I was going to ask, let's say hypothetically in a few years when maybe you think about retiring from this aspect of your life, do you plan on getting another job, doing something else? You kind of just touch on maybe like mentoring stuff, but are you afraid that you might not be able to get that job because if someone does like a background search on you, they kind of see all this? I mean, is that something you kind of think about?
It's something I thought about. Now I kind of decided I always want to be my own boss. So, and then if I did end up working under someone, you know, obviously they'd have to be okay with it. When you know, you just kind of know it's going to be out there forever, so you have to count on everybody knowing.
Okay. I'm cool with it. Yeah. There's a ton of goofy stuff on me online out there. So I
figured, there are.
my life career choices are pretty made, pretty much done. But all right, this is what I want to get into.
Yeah, this is a fun conversation.
No, okay, I'm looking through all my notes for everyone listening because, like you said, Joe and I create a bunch of questions for you. So the main thing is, like as we mentioned before, you're going to be at the Hustler Club on Saturday, September 24th for back to school night. And so Joe and I
sounds like such a bad PTA.
So for Joe and I, we are as I mentioned before, I've done my fair share of attending Gentlemen's Club and having fun there, whatnot.
Yes.
So Joe, you have a list of strip clubs
do's and don'ts.
I think because my thing is, I think people listening to this, we want to help kind of tell them the proper etiquette. So when they come see you, you get the most out of our listeners and most
especially
fun
all
time.
Those college students going to a strip club for the first time.
Yes, no, that's true. I think, for young guys, because I've learned a lot from my experience attending strip clubs and whatnot. So, Joe, you have a list, right, of do's and don'ts?
Yeah, and I found, like, multiple lists, and a few of them, they pretty much hit the same do's and or don'ts or one way or another, but, like, they say, like, don't wear jeans.
Okay.
Wear something soft like khakis.
That's true.
Like, there was even a quote from a dancer, like, I've always had, like, rug burn from giving a lap dance on jeans.
So, okay, Ray, is that something you agree with? Don't wear jeans, wear khakis.
But not sweatpants, right?
Yes, not sweatpants.
Right. I cringed a little when you said something softer.
No denim.
We used to have a coworker here who used to actually go to strip clubs wearing sweatpants. And but that he did it on purpose.
Sure. I mean, you know, there are worse things.
But, yes. But is that something you can agree with? You think that's, I mean, for if...
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it too much. I mean, that's on the dancer, like, you know, she's worried about getting a burn, just like, you know, lighten up a little on the jean fellows.
Well, actually, from your perspective, what are some proper attire a guy should wear coming to a club? I mean, I can give you my experience from what I've learned, but is there anything particular you like to see guys dressed up as when they come in?
No particular outfit. I mean, just really just proper hygiene, and that's the main thing. Like, sometimes, you know, you get the guys where you smell that they just had a long day at work and you're like, oh,
especially in Vegas,
a little cologne, like, you know, just a little something like breath cologne, like the outfit doesn't matter too much.
Okay. I will admit, not to toot my own horn, but multiple strippers have complimented me how awesome I smell because they smell my fabric softener, but they smell my,
fabric softener in your like pockets or something?
No, but I wear clean clothes just out of the dryer that's been nicely clean with fabric softener, and I have my Axe body spray on. And
you still use Axe?
Of course.
Dude.
What am I? What else? I'm not. I got my deodorant and Axe body. What do you like? Body spray, you think that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I gotta
say nothing crazy like Axe, though, dude. Like, come on. What? Like some good Old Spice, bro. I love me some Old Spice.
I used to use Old Spice body spray, but the fragrance I used went out. They stopped making it.
Oh, really?
So I guess Axe is dominating the body spray world, so they stopped making it.
Still, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. So But honestly, I've been complimented. The girls tell me how nice I smell, and they're like, those guys over there smell a lot worse. So I like to think that's true. But I do wear jeans, though. I feel comfortable. But just from talking to various club managers who we've had relations with and get to know, they definitely don't like guys who are dressing up to, like, I don't know. And you dress somewhat nice. It is a gentleman's club, so dress
business casual.
Yeah, dress a little nice, just courteous to the girls.
You're not
and
going to an office meeting, basically.
Yeah, but don't wear like, you know, a bunch of sport outfits or jerseys and whatnot. You want to look somewhat decent, nice. Mm-hmm. So what else shows on the list?
Let's see. Of course, do tip the bartenders, waitresses, and dancers. Pretty much tip everyone who's working.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. That's obvious.
Yeah, money. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Do buy your bro a dance. Don't just think about yourself. Think about others.
Okay, so if you, Joe, you and I are at a club.
So if at least one of us should buy each other a dance.
Okay, so it's like buying a round of drinks.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ray, is that something you're cool with?
Yeah, totally. Okay. Especially for like lap dances, you know, like the, you know, your $20 table dance or whatever. That's really common, you know.
Nice. Okay.
There was one that was kind of interesting. They do not make your girl, because like they always encourage to bring your girlfriend to strip clubs or gentlemen's clubs also. But they're saying do not encourage your girlfriend that you brought to pretty much lap hump you in the club. Like make her one of the dancers and bring all the attention on her, basically.
So you bring your girlfriend.
Yeah, don't make her one of the dancers for yourself and get a free dance because you're not there for all the
attention. That's true. I've seen from a distance couples who come in and the girl somehow ends up, center of attention, which I'm sure it's a little embarrassing for her. But hey, who knows? Maybe the girl gets a couple drinks in her and she wants that attention.
Yeah.
So who knows? But yeah, I think like 95% of the time that's true.
And of course, do not spend all your money. That's just it's called. They were saying
I'm going to veto that one.
I was going to say from Ray's standpoint, it's like no,
keep spending. Let's see. And the last two are pretty much the funniest ones. Of course, don't fall in love with the stripper or the dancer.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
I know. And don't bust yourself in your pants. Don't bust.
Ray, have you ever had to deal with that before?
Yeah, I'd have to agree on that one.
You had to deal with that before.
That's something you've experienced.
Well, like actually, just the other day, went to go, you know, give a lap dance and I leaned back and felt something. And we had just started. So, and I turn around kind of alarmed and I look down and sure enough, there was a little, you know, spot there. And the first thing running through my mind is like, who did you just dance with? Like looking around, like which girl?
High five her then.
No, I have to be like, you made a mess.
Or you could say, that's kudos to you. That's how awesome of a job you are performing.
Sure. I mean, you know.
You'd be like, all right, 1 second. All right, new record. Doc.
Well, no, I will admit, like, it's for me in the past is when we used to be at the Gold Club.
Yeah.
When we used to do our Bone Rock Girl competition, you know, looking for a spokesmodel for the radio station, we recruit girls from the various clubs here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've made friends with a lot of them just through the competition. And so I used to go hang out at the Gold Club like after work because the early hours we have, I was done by lunchtime. So I would go over there, hang out with the girls during the day shift. It was fun hanging out with them because one of the girls, she was like my protector. She'd tell the other girls.
Like protector.
Well, no, she would say, he's with me, so don't hustle him.
Right.
He's with me.
Yeah.
He's here, cool, hanging out with us. I would sit like in the back with like five girls around me and like I would hear them talk and like strategize when guys were coming in. So it was always funny when the guys come in, like, okay, there's the old man come in. They're like, okay, we're going to get him because he must be alone in his personal life, but he's willing to spend a little extra cash this afternoon or whatever. So they would definitely try to, you know, talk to him, but they would see like a bunch of young guys with backward hats on. They're like, okay, those guys have no money.
They're here just to look.
But you know, they have no money on them. Mm-hmm. And then the guys with the suits come in, like, okay, these guys must be high rollers from there. So it was really interesting. Like they would let me into their world and, you know, hear what's going through their mind as far as picking up guys to go dance and stuff. But I thought, oh, that's kind of cool to learn all that. The other thing is, I don't know if you ever had to deal with this, but any club that serves food, please, guys, if you're out there, if you're eating,
wash your hands
after you eat. Some guys for fun will like, they might have like, you know, eat chicken or something. They have greasy hands. They will take the money, ball it up and throw it. So the girl, poor girls have to grab like grease cover, you know, dollar bills and stuff. And it's like, that is so, I mean, they would throw the balls, dollar bill balls at them. And I was like, that is, no, don't do that.
Wow.
Yeah. Come on. Show a little more respect. So that's my own personal tip. It's like, guys, if you're going to tip, go up there, you know, lay your money down or, you know, put it in the G-string. And then, but that's my thing is don't, you know, be respectful of the girl and stuff. And that way makes everyone have more fun. So is that it, Joe, for all yet? Is that
those are the ones that I saw that came up the most frequent.
Ray, is there anything you would love to suggest to guys when they come see you at the Hustle Club on Saturday, September 24th? Is there anything you recommend to guys as far as prepping when they come in or what they should do while they're there?
Spend all your money. No, just kidding. No, I mean, you know, like good hygiene, obviously. Yeah. And then other than that, the thing I find interesting is sometimes people do ask, especially online, because they know I'm a dancer. So they say, oh, like, you know, what's strip club etiquette? And I find the people who ask are the ones that you don't have to tell them anything because they're going to be fine. You know, it's just a matter of respect. And then there's the people who would never, ever think to even ask that type of question. And those are the people that you got to watch out for.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I was wondering, so when you dance, do you have like, what should we expect when we come see you at the Hustler Club? Is there going to be, do you have
fireworks?
Pyro. What can we expect from watching you and even like what kind of maybe music you dance to and all that good stuff?
Sure. So there'll be two stage shows, and I love to dance on stage. I love performing. Mm-hmm. So that should be really fun. I'll probably do some like school theme type songs.
Okay. Some Hot for Teacher.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones.
Okay. So have you decided what songs you're going to use yet? Or
no, it's a surprise.
Okay. Nice. So do you pick the songs out and then you just give like a DJ like a CD, or I don't know if you could just do like MP3s now, but like.
Yeah, I think I can bring my own music or just tell them because they'll probably have it already.
Okay, cool.
Now, is this going to be like a typical, like, you're going to be up there for like one, maybe two songs, or do you get like a set amount of time for your performance?
Yeah, on stage, because you're doing two shows. So are they going to be like 15-minute intervals or?
They'll just be a couple songs each and then, two of those. And then I'll be doing lap dances as well and also like meet and greets and.
Cool.
Okay. All fun stuff. So I'll have some merchandise for sale too.
Really? Oh, what kind of merch do you know yet? Or t-shirts?
Yeah. Some t-shirts. We'll see. It's a surprise. It's still being made, so I don't want to say.
Okay.
All right.
So if I come see, I can watch you on stage, but then I can also get my private one-on-one lap dances.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Get the whole deal.
I'm tempted to make some plans now for Saturday, September 24th. But no, that's really cool. It's so we encourage all, you know, hey, all our listeners out there, please go out and see Rhea.
Support a homegrown girl.
Yeah, it's homegrown Bay Area girl at Hustler Club on Saturday, September 24th for a back to school night hosted by, I love how they awarded a superstar cam model, Rhea Sunshine. And it's going to be two shows that night. So definitely, if you want more info, just go to hustlerclubsf.com. And they're all over social media as well. Mm-hmm. Actually, real quick, I was going to ask you, Joe and I found this, your Amazon wish list. we were prepping and we went to one of your websites that was still being developed.
Yeah. I think that's the website you're talking about, right? The one that's still being developed?
Yes.
Okay. So I was like pretty amazed. Is this, did you pick this all out? This Amazon wish list?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I mean, we were just going down the list. Right off the bat.
Is this like a sexy, like baby shower kind of, or like registry list, basically?
Pretty much. It's pretty much like a, you know, a little window into my life. Like we have the various sexy extremes, and then there's like, I think there's some like practical, like.
I saw, cooking. Like a humidifier, like a laying eggs chicken alarm clock.
Yeah, so waking up is a problem. Cool.
So, okay, I see it right off the back, the top of the list.
First one.
Maestro. Multi-face sex machine with universal adapter.
Just in case she finally gets to travel to Europe, you know, got to have the European plug.
Yeah, so this looks, I mean, the way I can describe it, it's a sex toy that can, it has an attachment on one end and it looks like a motorized on the other end that can, in place of a man, satisfy you. Is that?
Yes.
Now, is it something you've been like wanting for a long time or
every woman needs one.
Oh my God, that's awesome. I also see a male body realistic frontal love doll with tight torso entry by OPL.
And then you get to like the little doggy baseball cap.
I do have a little dog, yes.
Okay.
He needs love too.
Yeah. So yeah, you can see this on her website, or I mean the one that's being developed right now at rayasroom.com. But yeah, it's down at the bottom. But a lot of stuff, I see some lingerie stuff, some like thongs. And
essentials.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I'm guessing uniforms. A lot of this could be used for your webcamming as well.
Right.
That's
right.
What I assume. Is
sure.
Gotcha. I was like, see, Christmas time is coming up in a few months.
Yeah.
So start prepping now. Is there anything in particular you really want? Like, this is a pretty long list. This is 5 pages I printed out. Do you know off the top of your head anything particular you need right away? We encourage anyone
to think that first toy first we item. Talked about is probably the most pressing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Why? You need some attention?
Yeah, every woman needs one.
I was going to ask you, are you single? Like, what's your personal life? Are you single right now?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and that's just because it seems like you're working all the time?
Yeah, I'm working all the time.
Nice, okay.
Saving up for that thing.
I know. It is pretty expensive. I mean,
I thought you were about to say pretty impressive.
Well, yeah.
Actually, it does have attachments. Men can use it as well.
Oh, really?
You got the opposite attachment. Oh, you can put anatomy.
You put the pocket pussy on there.
Yes.
All right. There you go,
plug it in, and it'll do the work. It'll do the work for you.
Wow.
So you can be really lazy.
I know. Absolutely.
Lazy Sunday.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Bring a new meaning to that.
Wow. So, I'm just trying to look through the list. Anything else that really stands out? Let's see. It's a lot of outfits I'm noticing and some shoes.
A lot of stilettos.
Yeah, totally. No, that's what size shoe are you?
7.
7? Okay, gotcha. All right, just looking here. Man, a lot of these G-string breakaway thong. That's always important, I think, for...
Yeah, those are awesome.
Yes. Wow, this is really cool. Like, this is awesome. I mean, guys, I encourage to check this out.
Or girls.
Yeah, buy this, and hopefully maybe she can wear to the Hustle Club or Sporties and whatnot. So I was going to Sporties, it's a bikini bar, right? Or because you were trying to describe it to me before, and my comparison here in the Bay Area is like AJ's, because we did stuff at AJ's before, and I've been there, and that's like girls dancing in bikinis to music and whatnot. So is Sporties similar? I mean, it's a bar as well and all that
stuff?
Yeah,
same style. It's basically just a strip club, but we can't take our top off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I know South Bay.
Alcohol is served, basically.
Right? And I know South Bay has some rules.
Some funny laws.
I went to, what was it, the Kit Kat Club in San Jose? Was that?
Which is now called Cheetahs, right?
Yes. I went in there once years ago, and I remember the girls could not touch you. They dance on like these little tables in front of you. But, like, they can, like, literally get up on your nose, but, like, not touch you. Like,
you can smell, you can't taste.
Exactly, wow. Which is the biggest crime ever, tease ever. But but Sporties, it's from what I saw, like, on Yelp and stuff, it looks like you got, like, an elevated stage with a pole.
Yeah.
But it's, like a bar around.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls just dance there. And because I've been to the Brass Rail as well. Like,
yeah.
I realized I think I hit it all in the Bay Area.
You're basically a connoisseur of the gentleman's club.
Absolutely. So it's Sporties, the kind describe the layout. So it's got the pole with the elevated stage, and then
It has a pole stage with two poles on it. And then we have a bar, and then also a little lap dance area.
Now, is that private as well, or
It's sectioned off, but it's still fairly open.
Okay,
it's in
cool.
The corner, yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I've been the Pink Poodle as well.
Oh God, the Pink Poodle.
Yeah, so I've seen that as well.
Sure.
How that setup is. So yeah, I've been meaning. I do want to check out Sporty because I think it's seems a little more laid back vibe.
Yeah. Because
I was kind of asking you, how's the crowd there? Because I was kind of curious. Like, can I just go in there and have a drink and just chill and enjoy, you know, the eye candy from a distance? And
totally, yeah. It's an awesome place. Like, the charm and the vibe there is, like, I've never seen anything like it. Like, we have a lot of local regulars that come in all the time. You know, they're greeted with big old hugs. Like, hey, it's like, you know, you really know them.
It's like Cheers.
Seriously is like Cheers, but strip club style.
Yeah.
But it's nice because it doesn't have that pretentiousness you might feel at maybe a club like the Rhino, where it's like kind of, you know, you're there for business. And,
absolutely.
Here it's kind of like more casual, you know, like, oh, hey.
So what songs do you like to dance to normally, just kind of like, you know, every week?
It totally depends. Songs?
Yeah, or style of music.
At Sporties, I usually do hip-hop and electronic music.
Okay.
Yeah, just because of the crowd. Try to go with the crowd, but, you know, okay. Also you have to feel it yourself, too.
Because when we are the rock station here in the Bay Area, so is there any, like, rock songs?
Oh, totally. I actually love dancing to classic rock. I think it's really sexy.
Yeah, of course. The Motley Crue or AC/DC or Van Halen.
Totally.
I'm just trying to think all that good
stuff. Some Scorpion songs are good.
Nice.
Hair whips.
Nice. Yeah.
Some White Snake, Here I Go Again. Channeling your inner Tawny Catane.
Hair whipping there. Oh, that's awesome. So, the other thing, before we get out of here, you were telling me Gold Club VR, right? Is that what you're telling me about?
Oh, yeah.
So what is
that
exactly?
That's cool. So basically, it's the world's first virtual reality strip club. So if you are not local, you can see. So you need the headset, and then basically you go and you're watching these dancers, which one of them is myself, and you can pay, like, as you see her, you know, oh, okay, she's teasing me, it's hot, like, I want her top off, and then you'll actually see in virtual reality me take my top off, and you have that experience, and it's shot in virtual reality, so you can look around, like, see everything, look up and down, kind of control the scene.
Where can we do this at? Is it out there yet?
It's not.
I know it's like being worked
on. It's like the big pre-promotion.
The beta test.
Yeah, I mean, they're creating it. It's about to launch.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So okay, once that gets out there, I'm sure we'll be talking about it. And it seems really cool. So there will be a spot we can go to put on, like, these big virtual reality goggles or whatever, and we can experience this whole world of you dancing. Totally. I saw was it Kendra Lust?
Yep.
Adult film star Kendra Lust promoting it. Christy Mack, who's been to our radio station a few times. I saw her doing that. And I saw the photo with you with Tasha Raine, who I met at AVN's as well.
Yeah.
So all my girls are doing this. My homegirls. All my homegirls.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. I'm up to my ass Axel to try it out.
Yeah.
I might. It's
probably already on his top of his list. Like, I got to see Baby Huey.
Yes, absolutely.
Give him a try.
I would love to see that. I would love to. I'm just thinking, I'll watch you and then get in person and compare the two, see how realistic it is.
That would actually be kind of cool.
That'll be my judging. for you.
Okay,
so,
can't wait.
Ray, so is there anything else you want to mention or promote? I think we got, like, your Instagram, your Twitter, your My Free Cams, the Hustler Show, the virtual reality stuff. Is there anything else that comes to mind? You're just such a busy girl. There's so much to talk about.
I think we covered it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And your Amazon wish list. We encourage everyone to
check it out.
We might just start a GoFundMe so we can buy this
Indiegogo. There you go.
We'll buy all this stuff for her. Christmas time. Here you go. But we encourage all the listeners, as we mentioned, the Hustler Honeys invite you to Back to School Night Saturday, September 24th with Ray of Sunshine, who's going to be live on stage for two shows. And I highly suggest you get tickets ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase them right now and front row seats at HustlerClubSF.com, because I have a feeling this is going to sell out because it's a hometown girl.
Yep.
Big following. I'm sure it's going to be packed. So hopefully you can leave a couple seats for Joe and I to come out, if that's okay. We have to get our buddy Jimbo out there as well. So, it's going to be at Larry Flint Hustle Club on Kearney Street here in San Francisco. It's a couple blocks from us, so we can park at work and just walk
over.
Hell yeah, make a Saturday night out of it. So, Rhea, listen, thank you so much for making the time today. I would encourage all our listeners, follow you on Twitter and Instagram at Rhea @Rhea_sunshinemfc.im/Rhea's Room. Rhea'sRoom.com. Also snaprhea.com for your Snapchat. It's honestly easiest. Go to Google, type in Rhea Sunshine, R-E-Y-A Sunshine, and you'll see all her links there. So thank you so much for making the time today.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And we look forward to doing more of this. Honestly, I was telling Joe, you should be like maybe like our spokesmodel of some sort, or like our official, I want to say cheerleader, or I think something.
Well, she should be at least the face of the podcast.
Maybe. Instead of arm mugs. We have face for radio. So maybe your face up there or something like that. Maybe we'll brainstorm off the air. And it'll be a work in progress. But thank you again so much for making the time today.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. And everyone else, have a great rest of the week and weekend. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Other Guys podcast. Be sure to follow the Other Guys on all their social media pages. Facebook.com/The Other Guys Podcast. Instagram @The Other Guys Podcast.
and Twitter at TOG Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. And of course, check back to 1077thebone.com for new and previous episodes of The Other Guys Podcast.
Party on, dudes!